All right, now this gets back to Sanhedrin. So now we're going to skip ahead to Chaf Dalet, to the next Mishnah. All right, this is complicated. Okay, let's take the Mishnah. Omar Lo. Go ahead. Someone read for me?
So Leo's Dayan.
Right, interesting is that Rashi says it's talking about being a Dayan. Right? That's mostly what the Rishonim learned, it says. I could have thought it would be an aid, but okay. It means to be a Dayan. Because in the end it says Shlosha Roy Bakra. That's definitely for Dayanus. Go ahead.
So Abba.
What's harder to be, an aid or a Dayan? Well, I know we had the case of an Ohov or a Sone. If a guy is if you're a very good buddy or very good enemy of somebody, you're possible to be a Dayan over him. But you're kasher to be an aid for him. Because we're not choshesh you're going to lie, but you could be affected unconsciously or something. So judging is a much more difficult task than being a witness. It requires chachma, requires certain objectivity. To be an aid, you just have to be trustworthy and you're not going to lie. Go ahead. So anyway, so the guy says, Omar Lo. So what does it mean, Omar Lo? It means one Baal Din said to another, right?
So, Abba
Nemanalai. Nemanalai
Abba. Nemanalai
Abba.
Okay, fine.
Says, I will trust to be the Dayan Abba. Father. What does Rashi say?
Pasal min ha-dabal is Abba.
Okay, so the father is Pasal, Rashi says, min ha-Torah to judge me, right? Whether he's judging me for zechus or for chiyuv. What does he mean by that?
Do you think, no, that'd be okay?
That's right. Right, in other words, you might think he only can't accept his judgment in your favor.
Positive, yeah.
But if he comes out against me, then it must be really true. Right?
But it's we're saying, like, no matter what.
We're saying it's a psul in the Torah, that's it. Lo yumsu avos abanim. They cannot be involved in judging a child or a parent or a karov. It has nothing to do with which way it comes out. It's just an absolute soul. So anyway, so this guy says, I will accept my father as an aid, as a Dayan. Or your father, right? Or your father. Or well, these three jokers over here.
But those guys are they puzzle eaters? Are they just like
puzzle to be a Dayan? Yeah. Oh, yeah. So the Gemara says later. I don't know. I'll have to look into it. Okay. So anyway, we don't fully understand the lashon of neman alai abba neman alai vicha. What's the difference? I mean, in the end, it seems they both have to agree to this. But anyway, so the case is that what? If they accept a Karov or a Pasul. A Krovim, talking about Krovim, right? Or the Shloshei Roy Bakar, they're Psulim. So what's the din? Go ahead. Right. So then you have Machlokas. Meir says they can always back out. You can always back out of this, even though I give the... It was Midoraisa, your father or my father is not kosher to be a Dayan on this case. So I'm submitting to something that really doesn't have a shame din Midoraisa, right? So therefore, so Reb Meir says you can always back out.
Yeah, lots or bow means to back out, or once the din has been given, you could reverse the din.
That's what we're going to get into. When can you back out? But basically, plain pshat, Reb Meir says you can always just back out. There's no din. There's no din like this. Of course, if it comes to an agreement and I hand you over the money, great. But it comes to the end and I don't like the outcome, I can say, I don't like this. I'm not into this. Change my mind. In other words, it's not binding. Basically, it's not binding. Okay. And the Chachamim say, but the Gemara will get into more detail exactly when and in terms of what. But plain shot is that Rebbe Meir says it's simply not binding. And the Chachamim say it is binding. Einu yochel lachzor bo. Okay. And then you have a similar case with the Shua. But so let's take the first piece of Gemara, right?
So Amar Rav Dimi Berei D'Rav Nachman Berei D'Rav Yosi, if you go into Kable Ale Bechad.
That's it. So there's a lot packed into this line. That what? He says this is talking about when you accept him Bechad. What does that mean, Bechad?
Rashi. Diana.
Right.
The Afogav.
Ooh, Afogav.
What?
Yeah, good.
Deika is like, oh, blah, 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 blah. But.
Right.
Deika treach rine. Beheja.
Bahadei.
Bahadei. Amarav Meir yachol lachzerbo.
Okay, so Rashi is very, very specific here. What?
It's.
Well, so what's the case? Say, I'll accept your father on our case with two other guys. Right? I'll let your father sit on this case as one of the Dayanu. Right?
What's the problem?
Oh, he's not kosher? Now, hold on. But what's Rav Dimi saying? He's coming to define the machlokas.
Right.
The case of the machlokas. So he says, even though there are two others with him, which is a mitigating factor, which makes it better, still, Rebbe Meir says, you can back out. So, what if there was only one person? What if he... Because what's the alternative, first of all? What's the alternative to saying that you makabel him bichad? What's the...
Like you're saying, literally one person?
That's what bichad means. Rashi learns bichad dayana means as one of the three. But the alternative is what?
One by himself.
One by himself. Right. The alternative is one by himself. So once again, let's just get the facts clear. Reb Meir says you can back out, and the Chacham say you cannot back out. Right? If you're makabel a korov or a pasul, Reb Meir says you can back out, and the Chachamim say you may not back out. Okay? Now, when Reb Dimi comes along and says, that's when you're makabel him as one out of three, and still, Rebbe Meir says, you can back out. What's the implication for the whole machlokas? Let's put it this way. What is Rav Dimi doing according to Rashi? Let's just get down to the basics. What is Rav Dimi adding according to Rashi? What is he saying? What do we need Rav Dimi?
Mr. Abu, is that disagreeing?
Rashi only mentions Rebbe Meir, right? Rashi only mentions Rebbe Meir. So there's a hava mina that when Rebbe Meir says you can back out, right, it would only have been when you did something crazy. What's crazy?
Accepting the other guy's dad by himself.
Accepting the other guy's dad as one, as the only Dayan in the game. That would be crazy. Maybe when Rebbe Meir said you can back out, it's only when you took the Korov as the only Dayan. Maybe Rebbe Meir would agree, though, if you just sat one Korov on the panel of three, that you can't back out. Right? Comes along Rav Dimi and says, no, Rav Meir holds you can back out even if the Karov is only one on the panel of three. Okay? But nothing, Rav Dimi is not talking about the Rabbanan at all. The way Rashi's learning, the Rabbanan hold, it's always binding. You can never be chozer. But there's a Havamina in Rabbi Meir that maybe Rabbi Meir would agree that you can't be chozer. In other words, we all know for sure. Let's put it this way. What's the strongest case of chozer? The strongest case of chozer is like Yonah said, the Karov as the soul Dayan. That Rashi is learning is the plain shot in the Mishnah, apparently. The plain shot in the Mishnah is the guy says, I'll take your father as the Dayan as the soul Dayan. Or my father as the soul Dayan. Rabbi Meir says, no good. You can be chozer at least. Rabbanan say, you cannot be chozer. Rav Dimi says, don't think when Rabbi Meir says you can be chozer, it's only because he's the only Dayan. Even if he was one of three, Rabbi Meir would hold you can't be chozer. But the Rabbanan are never affected in Rashi's pshat.
So okay.
Both would be the machlokas. Exactly. Particularly the Ran has it more. Ran spells it out. That according to Rashi, basically, according to Rashi, Rav Dimi is just coming to tell you the machlokas is absolute. It does not matter for Rabbi Meir or the Rabbanan whether he's the sole Dayan or the third Dayan. In either case, Rav Meir says Chozer, and Rabbanan say Eino Chozer. There's nothing else to think about other than the fact that you're doing something what? Outside of the norm of the basin. It doesn't matter if you're crazy outside the norm of the basin or one step outside of the norm of the basin. It doesn't matter. Basically, Reb Meir says you can't go out of the confines of Beistin and be bound to it. And the Rabbanan say you can. And Reb Dimi is just clarifying. Don't think it's because you're close to a good Beistin. Don't think it's because you're totally out of the box that Reb Meir says you can be chozer. But if you were just one step off, you couldn't be chozer. No, Reb Meir just holds you can always be chozer. Chaim? Okay. Now let's take a look at Tosos. This is the major machlokas. Okay. Now Tosfos says Pirush HaKuntres to Afilu Hochi Ka'omer Reb Meir Diyachol Lachzerbo. In other words, the Chiddush is in Rebbe Meir. They don't think Rebbe Meir and the Rabbanan are only arguing. Don't think Rebbe Meir only argues with the Rabbanan. When it's one, when it's the soul Dayan, Rebbe Meir even argues with the Rabbanan when he's one out of three. Okay. But it's only a question of Rebbe Meir. It's Afilu Hachi Kam Rebbe Meir. That's the Chiddush. Velo Nihira. Dekevan de la Rebusa Nokte Havale la Meimar Lo Tzricha. Demi de Ka'omar Kegon Mashma Dafka Ka'omar. So he's bothered with the Lush of the Gemara. The Gemara should have said Omar of Dimi Breder of Nach Breder of Yosef. You know, I don't know if lo tzricha or lo mi boy, whatever it is, you say, not only in this case, but lo tzricha, di kabla le b'chad, right? But even if it's one out of three. Or the opposite way, whatever you could put.
So according to Rashi,
should have said? According to Rashi, yeah, it should have said that Rav Dimi should have been clear in his statement that this is, no, according to Rav Dimi, the way Rashi's learning, Rav Dimi is adding something. But the Lashon of Kigon sounds like this is the only case. Right? So he says, Kigon is mashma dafka ko'omar. Sounds like Rav Dimi saying, and this is the case of the Mishnah. Not even in this case they would disagree. It would have been a different Lashon. So how is he learning it? Al-Kain Nira da'al-Mil-Sayu d'Rabbanon koi. That's why it seems like he's going on the words of the Rabbanon. Didafka kigon de'kibluha iluya b'chad. De'chada l're'usahu. De'ika. Ka'omri Rabbanon de'eino yochol lachzer bo. Oval'i kable aleha alei k'betrei. Yochol lachzer bo. Af l'rabanan. Kevendika tarti l'reusa. So, okay, so let's just get the pshat straight. That what? He's going on the words of the Rabbanan. The Rabbanan say, what? Eino yochol lachzer. Rabbanan say, you can't back out. You're bound by this concession that you made. Okay? And Rav Dimi says, you're only bound to these terms when you accepted the father as an individual, not when you accepted him as a Beis Din. Why? Because when you accepted him as an individual, that's what we call chada l'reusa. But when you accept him as a Beis Din, that's what we call tarti l'reusa. It's a very common expression, tarti l'reusa. So what does it mean, though, in our case? What does it mean, chada l'reusa or tarti l'reusa? So, in other words, you got to go to what is the norm, right? What is good? Good is three ksherim is good, right? So what's one deviation from three ksherim? Is three not non-ksherim. And what's one deviation from three ksherim? One kasher. In other words, I can deviate from three or from ksherim. Each one, in order to be a normally good Beis Din, there are two factors that exist. The number and the quality. Or we might say the quantity and the quality. Right? So, I can deviate in quality, or I can deviate in quantity. Or I can deviate in both. So if I'll say I'll take three, hedyot three, and they're not all three ksherim, that's just a deviation in quality. That's chad l'reusa. Okay? That's chad l'reusa. One bad thing.
Oh,
Riz
means bad.
Wrong.
I didn't understand. All right, wow. You're totally explaining the whole thing.
So anyway, so that's what Tosfos is saying. He's saying that... that once again, if you have that what's Rav Dimi coming to tell you? What's Rav Dimi coming to tell you? Rav Dimi is coming to tell you what, once again? That when the Rabbanan say you're bound, it's only because you deviated one step. Did you see you didn't get to the Adramah? The Adramah is more explicit. Chad Darga. He talks in levels of, in terms of steps. But according to Tosfos, Rav Dimi is coming and telling you, factually, the machlokas between Rabbi Meir and the Chachamim really only exists when you have one degree of separation from the norm of Beis Din. So basically, here we're talking about the quality element, because we're accepting a puzzle. So if you accept a puzzle, but there still is a group of three, so you've got one step removed from Beis Din. You're one step removed from a good Beis Din. Like you would say, right number, wrong people, right? If you're playing masterminds. So, but if I have one non-kasher, right, then I'm two steps removed. Then I have tarti l'reusa. So in tarti l'reusa, even Rabbi Meir agrees you're not bound. That's the chiddush. No, I'm sorry. In tarti l'reusa, even the Rabbanan agree you're not bound. So once again...
The
Rabbanan or Machmir. The Rabbanan say, if you took your father as one and two others with him, then you're bound. Eino yochol lachzer bo. But if you took your father as the sole judge, then even the Rabbanan say you're not bound. So in other words, putting it another way, according to Rashi, the machlokas is in all cases. The machlokas is in all cases. And according to Tosfos, the machlokas is only in chada l'reusa. But entirety, Lirayusa, everyone agrees, Yochel Lachta. You can retract.
Rescind.
You can rescind. Basically any point. Well, we'll see. The Gemara goes into exactly when later, but basically it means you're not bound. It's just like the whole thing is voluntary, and whenever you want, you can say I changed my mind. Whenever you want, you can say change your mind.
While we're on translations,
yeah. What's really the issue over here? What's the issue? What's really the issue over here? So at the end of the Gemara, at the end of the Sugya, the Gemara says, if they made a kinyan, then of course they're bound. So really, what's really going on in this whole Sugya is, can you bind yourself without a kinyan to these things? Everybody agrees if we made a kinyan on it, whatever, we can make a kinyan on a lot of things, like Pshara. But the question is, what if we don't make a kinyan? That's really what they're arguing about. So it has a lot to do. These sugyas come down to what they call like a question of gemira's das. You know, can we say the person was gomar umakni? Can we say that he decided and really committed himself like a kinyan? Because nobody's learning that this is not normal. It's not like an argument of, is there a basin with a father? No, there's definitely no basin with a father. There's not a basin like that. No such thing. It's a question of how do we view when somebody takes the case, wants to modify the halacha? Do we consider that something that he can be bound to verbally or not? And does he dafka need a kinyan? And if you take a look a little further, that's why the Gemara has a very interesting next question. And you can only understand it in this way. And the Gemara says that there's a difference. The very next piece of Gemara. And the Gemara says, "Amar Reish Lakish, Amar Rabbi Yehuda, Amar Shmuel, Machlokes b'mochol l'cha, avo be'etin l'cha divrei kol yochel lachshav bo." So what does that mean? It means like this. Itoveya Omar Lenitba Nemona Lai Abba O Avicha Im Yiz Kucha Yehe Mochalcha Hosam Ka Omri Rabbanan Eino Yochalachsebo. Fascinating, I know, is if let's say the Nitba, no, the Toveya, right? The Toveya says to the Nitba, I claim $100 from you, right? And I say, I'll go with your father. So what position am I in? What's my risk? What am I agreeing to? I'm agreeing to be mochel my claim, right? I'm agreeing to be mochel my claim. That's what I'm sacrificing the fact that I might lose, right? That's what I'm submitting to, losing. But for me to lose means I release my claim. So that's mechila. So I'm basically saying I will be mochel the money to you if your father says I don't know it. So there's a sheet in the Gemara that says this whole idea, this whole machlokas, when the Chachamim say you can't be chozer, that's only when the claimant, that's only from the side of the claimant. He'll be that his mechila will be good. But if you say, but if it comes out and your father says you owe me the money, I can't force you to pay. So Rashi says, right, you saw that? Etain is different. You need more koach etain. So you see, this whole thing has to do with something to do with the gemira's das. It's not like just you can't say it's a din Torah for mechila, not a din Torah for extracting money. It doesn't make sense. The whole thing has to do. That's the challenge of the challenge of a sugya like this is to try to figure out halachically speaking, how do we define these machlokasin that just seem to be like getting into the guy's head machlokasin, you know. Like, is he really signing up for that? How do we define just what things that just seem to be like, guessing his das?